Page 58. Exercise 2. Volunteering for a change. Part C. Listen again. Write the three ways that Jody is hoping to benefit from the program.
Yes?
Hello, Mr. Turner. I'm Jody.
Oh, hi, Jody. I've been expecting you. Come on in and have a seat.
Thanks.
Well then, you're interested in volunteering for Houses for All?
Well, I think I am. I guess that's what I'm hoping to make a decision about after talking to you today. I'm looking for a positive change in my life, and I'm hoping Houses for All could be it.
It may be, Jody. Let me give you a little background information about Houses for All. As you know, we're a nonprofit organization that builds houses for families who need them. We're funded by donations, and all of our builders are unpaid volunteers. We go to several countries around the world, and we ask that volunteers cover their own airfare back and forth to the country they are assigned to.
Oh, okay. I'll have to give that some thought. I wouldn't want the price of a plane ticket to stand in my way, but I'm not sure if I can afford it.
I can understand that.
On the other hand, I do think that participating in your program will help me get a good job in the future. My friends say that employers really notice when people have Houses for All on their resumes.
Yes, well, that's certainly true. I think it's because people who have experienced our program gain a new faith in themselves, a kind of confidence that sets them apart from the average job applicant.
You know, a teacher once told me that a little more confidence would really help me. That would really be beneficial.
Good. Now, are you aware that volunteers are required to give us a one-year commitment? That means a full year abroad with no trips back, not even on holidays. Not everyone is ready for that.
Actually, the length of the stay is no problem for me. I'd be fine with staying there for a full year. One of the things I hope to get out of the program is a broader and more global way of looking at things, and I know a change like that takes time.
Well, that's certainly an admirable goal. But keep in mind that culture shock has been an issue for many program participants.
I've heard about it, but I can't believe I would be affected. The only thing I really have to watch out for is what I eat. I have some allergies to nuts and other things that can be a real problem if I'm not careful.
I'm afraid it would be up to you to avoid anything you can't eat. It's not something we can really control.
Sure, I understand. Now, you said volunteers are involved in building homes, but my experience in that area is pretty limited.
Not to worry. That's actually true of most of our new volunteers. We have a complete training program to give you all the skills you need.
That's a bit of a relief. I'm not very good with my hands, but I do like challenges and will do my best to learn the necessary skills.
Well, Jody, it seems to me as if you have the kind of attitude that Houses for All looks for in its volunteers. If you decide to apply, please feel free to give me a call if you have any more questions.
Thanks so much, Mr. Turner. I will.